You know, that's what's wrong with people about here. They don't know anything about politics. Make it easier if they did. The trouble is they don't seem to want to know.
Sit down, lad. You look tired.
Aye, it's a tough job reforming the world in Anky Park. Don't you wish sometimes you were out of it, Sal? Far away, somewhere else?
Oh, what's the use of feeling that way? Where can you go when you've gotten out? I was only thinking today that I've nailed holiday in my life. There's not many gets out of Anky Park, except through cemetery gates.
Listen, Sal, when are you coming up on Moors again?
That was champion.
And you've never been near us since.
Hey, Larry, I never thought I'd ever be walking with you. Isn't it funny, like, well, you know, us living close by all this time and...
You can blame me for that. Some fellas are blind that way. But when are you coming again? They were asking for you up at the club.
For many people, Salford is eternally trapped in the Love on the Dole image, a picture of life in the 30s where poverty left little room for anything but grief. Some people have dismissed Walter Greenwood's images as sentimental and melodramatic, but Joyce Whitehead, who's taking the changing face of Salford course, says she's talked to old people who remember the Salford of Love on the Dole.
Well, I remember one lady telling me about, she used to work in a mill in Oddsall Lane, Dickie Howarth's it used to be called, and she said there were mills all the way down Oddsall Lane, and she remembers people coming out of the mills at closing time, and the women used to wear clogs and shawls, so that fits in with the classic image. Hankinson Street is referred to in Love on the Dole, and her Hanky Park was Hankinson Street, and now we've got Hankinson Way on the precinct, on the shopping precinct, and it's all shops on and the market. All the housing is all the high-rise flats and maisonettes.
So what would it have looked like in the Love on the Dole period?
Terraced housing. I had some photographs. There's a book of photographs you can get called Salford as it was. There's a lot of pictures in there of the terraced housing, especially the aerial views of all the rows and rows of terraced houses around the factories.
And that's all gone now?
Well, a lot of it's gone. You can still see mill chimneys. The mills are still there, but they're not making textiles, they're making something else, or they're used as warehouses or something like that. I think the garment trade is still one of the biggest industries in Salford still, and there's still quite a bit of that, but even that has gone down compared to what it used to be.
What sort of conditions did they work in then?
Well, it seemed to vary. Some employers were good and others were not so good. They didn't seem to complain a lot about their work. They seemed to, some of them quite enjoyed their work. Probably they remember the best things about it, I should think, you know. They were quite long hours compared to what people work now, and the wages were low.
A lot of people criticised Love on the Dole for not being at all accurate, for being a very weepy, romantic picture of what Salford was like. Do you think that from talking to people it actually was like that?
Well, I've always thought Love on the Dole was a bit grim, you know, a bit depressing, and I think that those days have come back and there are people in those sort of situations nowadays. Young people never had a job and they're having to get married without being able to support themselves, and I think that's still true.
I wonder how much longer we women will take to learn that living and loving's all a damn swindle. Love's all right on pictures, but love on Dole ain't quite the same thing.